Center around the light. As we come together this morning, on this sunny morning, we come to seek the light together, to greet it and to welcome the light of Christ into our lives. So take a moment, grab a candle and set it on a table nearby, or if you don't have a candle, gather around this light with me. I'd also invite you to join in the bolded parts of the service as they come along. I will read everything, but I do want you to feel like you are a part of this because we are gathering together in this time where we are separated, but we are united by the Holy Spirit. Now, as we begin this service together, let us light our candle. And let's pray. As we greet this day, we greet the light of Christ that lives within each of us. It is within us, and it is with us when the sun goes down, and it is with us through the night. It is with us now as we greet the light this morning. We light this candle as a symbol of that light that lives in us. That light that guides us from the very beginning of our day to the end of our days. Guide us, O Christ, we pray. Amen. We continue with a responsive reading of Psalm 16. I invite you to join in once again in the bolded parts. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I want to invite you now of musical reflection. Let us listen as the music pours over us, as we allow the word to become a part of us. I want to invite you now into a time of prayer as we offer together our prayer of confession for those times where we have stumbled in life, where we strive to be lifted up by God's goodwill. Let us offer this prayer together. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives we go about our day without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you in the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. The assurance of God's love is this. Each new day, we are born anew in God's creation. Each day, we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day, we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. Amen. We turn now to the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning at the first verse. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day that he was taken up to heaven, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? And he replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. Now let us come together in a moment of silence as we let that word sink in to us, that encounter with Christ that the disciples had, and our own encounters with Christ in our own lives. May the word be our guide, the light is on our path. Let us pray. This morning, as we greet the day, separated by space, but united by you, O God, we lift up those prayers that we have been carrying with us this week. Prayers for the world, prayers for one another, prayers for ourselves. Hear them as we offer them in word and in silence, O God. Hear them as we lift them up, as you shine your light on us. We begin by breathing deep this day, by taking in the morning light and widening our arms as though to embrace the world. We pray, O God, for a world that is struggling in the fight against COVID-19. Long has it been since we as a created people have been all on the same side of something. We mourn that so many have been lost since the start of this pandemic and pray that we may find greater unity in recovering from this. We pray for leaders who endanger their people by ignoring or downplaying the seriousness of this virus. Give them wisdom, O God, to see the path of caution as the better one, to know that rushing into business will only cost more lives. We pray for the thousands and thousands of families devastated by this virus. Embrace them, O God, in your healing love. For a world in need of your healing and your love, O God, we pray this day. As we continue to breathe, we bring our arms closer. Closer together, remembering those closest to us, our friends and family, our brothers, our sisters, our kindred in Christ, who we do not see, but who are on our hearts this and every day. We pray for all families who are disconnected in this time of isolation. We give thanks for the many ways we can still reach out to each other as parents, as siblings, as children. We pray especially for those who are in hospital and retirement homes. With restrictions on visitation, there are many who feel cut off in this time. Continue to send your spirit into those places, surrounding and embracing your children so that they may know that they are not alone. We pray for frontline workers, for those who continue to be essential in this time. Give them strength when they feel weak. Give them rest when they are weary. Give them the energy to go on as these people keep us healthy, keep us safe, and keep us fed. We pray for the church. We pray for our church. We pray for all churches as we strive to stay united in this time. We also give thanks for your word, O God, and the ways that it continues to bring people together, to create spaces across space for worship, for reflection, for renewal. Call to us, O great shepherd, and show us the way. For all those close to our hearts but far from our embrace, O God, we pray this day. And now, with a deep breath of the Spirit, we bring our arms so close so as to surround us. In our embrace is the world. In our embrace are those who we love, who are close to our hearts. But also there is us, precious to you, O God. We often forget to pray for ourselves. We pray that you might shine your light on a path that has become so dark for us. It's easy to get lost in the days that seem to run together, and so we pray for your light to show us again your way at our feet. We pray for strength. This pandemic has been draining, and we feel worn down by so much worry. Give us the strength that we need to stand. Give us hope for tomorrow. And just as we pray that you hold this world and our kindred in your arms, we pray that you hold us too. Hear our silent prayers for ourselves as we lift them to you in this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers spoken and unspoken, we lift them to you in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you had a candle with you this morning, I invite you to blow it out and offer with me this prayer for guidance. The light of a candle is fleeting, but your light, O Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. Guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. And now, as you go into the rest of your day, may you go with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to share the good news that you've heard this day. Amen.